Online Podcast, April 5th,
2005. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. This is Online Podcast.
Didn't you pause or something?
Usually when I'm not pausing, it's the funny part to come in.
We're waiting to place our order at the Burger King drive-thru for a little quick nosh for our 1 hour drive over to Topeka to see Mom and Jim and celebrate both our birthdays.
Sorry. Thank you, everyone. What can I get for you today?
Hi, can I have a number 8 meal with a Coke, medium size?
Yeah. You said Coke, medium size, is that all for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so
the 404
sex window.
Okay.
The stupid nuggets look bigger than it actually is.
I think he said the sex window. It's at the sex window.
Did he?
I think so.
We can replay. Oh, the black paint's all over me.
So it is an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous blue sky, cloudless day here in Kansas City. Absolutely beautiful. It's warm. The sun is out.
And it's a shitload of people out
there. Yeah, all the idiot drivers are out, and it's really annoying, and so you'll probably hear us interacting with them from time to time.
You have to kind of picture what that gesture was.
Do you have money?
Yeah. Just play credit card?
Alright. So we very leisurely got up this morning and called Mom to find out when she wanted us, and
We're going to Topeka instead of Wichita. I've been telling people that we're going to Wichita today, but we have a little change of plan, so we're going to... Should we call Grandma? Does she know
later
we're not going?
I'm sure she... If not, we'll call from Mom's.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's alright, we've got the other thing.
How much?
404. I've got pennies. Coke?
You didn't accept credit and debit?
Nothing.
Oh. So I like McDonald's. Swipe and go.
Okay. What sauce?
Honey mustard and ranch.
Honey mustard and ranch? I wonder if they've all kind of standardized, if everybody has pretty much the same. What?
Never mind.
You got your dollar back.
Yes, I did.
And I gave you your card?
Yes, you did.
So what were you freaking?
I saw somebody inside knocking things over.
Oh. Not your problem.
No control. If I see it, I
remember. No, thanks. Thank you. Hey, feed me something, please.
Okay, I'm recording now.
Hot French fried.
A little under-fried, but it's still okay.
Crunchy on the outside.
Cookie got us, babe. What was that? Did I hear a honk? No, it was just straw. I thought somebody was honking.
I know.
Nebraska Funitur Mart. Isn't it interesting? Oh, he's hot. Driver.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people stretching here on the intersection while we're having our fries.
There's a walking trail here. It used to have the trolley train tracks. And, of course, they pulled up the tracks because America is very short-sighted about transit. So now it's a lovely walking trail through the lovely Brookside neighborhood.
Mm. Oh, hot fries are so hot. I mean,
and
so
fried.
Good. I don't know. The salt went into my
gorgeous day. I said that before. I'm sure I'll say it many more times and be really repetitive and boring.
I always do that too.
This is why editing was invented.
Yeah. But sometimes I'm too lazy and just like let it go. I find myself doing more podcasts because it is so much easier with this portable reverb that I don't have to sit down. I mean, even if you have to find time to sit down and actually do a podcast, and it usually takes a few hours to get stuff prepped and everything. So I usually only do it once a week.
So it's more spontaneous then.
And look at that funky car.
Yeah.
It's a yellow, bright yellow something.
Roadster thing. A modern, one of those funky outer space roadsters.
And then with this one, whenever I feel like doing it, I'll just do it.
You mean recording?
Huh? Yeah. Am I?
No, never mind.
Oh.
I'm sure the folks at home got it.
I did not. What did you say?
Let me have another fry.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. Sorry. It's so much easier to feed myself than to feed
I was the one whose stomach was growling.
Sorry. I thought I was going to eat for you.
How thoughtful.
I'm going to get doggy. Two doggy, one brown,
golden
hair, golden retriever, and a oh my god, like a white, like...
Lab. White fluffy lab mix.
Looks like the never ending story. You know what I mean? Oh, we also have chicken.
Yeah, give me a chicken. Piece. And so we're in annoying stop and go traffic. Passing the beautiful old homes of Brookside.
Eight piece, oh my god.
See, is it?
Yeah, but they're so tiny. The picture looks like they're...
processed and fake.
The picture looks like they're... Well, I'll just skip the sauce. It's too messy.
I don't want a sauce.
Okay. We'll take it home.
Kind of floury breading, not crispy.
Yeah, not crispy. But it's okay.
Lots of tall, handsome guys doing yard work today. Trees are just gorgeous with their gigantic pink blossoms.
Oh, is this
spectacular.
Magnolia? The pink ones?
We should stop and take a picture, but we're not gonna. Maybe tomorrow I'll take some pictures. I really need more food.
Oh,
just
sorry.
Stick something in my mouth. Thank you. Oh, fuckity! I hate busy streets.
Suddenly this clumps of cars slowing down. People out walking in the park. Loose Park.
Loose Park was a Civil War battlefield site.
It was?
Yeah. Remember the cannons?
No. Where?
Over there.
Oh yeah. I thought it was just decorative. More magnolia trees. Very pretty.
Passing the Kansas Speedway, our beautiful new NASCAR track,
which looks like it would be blazing hot in the summer. One thing I think is kind of smart, though, is that the parking area is all on grass, so you don't have all that runoff, and, you know, so long as it hasn't rained, you have a pleasant place to park your car, and, you know, and then when everyone drives away, you have something that's good for the environment, so I think that's a nice thing. But I'm just not a big enough fan of Jeff Gordon to go to the NASCAR races. The guy I dated just before I met John, his name was Greg. He was really into NASCAR, and I'm sure that's one small part of why we broke up.
So. And I have nothing, I have no desire at all to go see a race car driving.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, you know, basically, I'm going to need your assistance. I'm going to need you to do a little panning effect here, okay? Because basically, I'm just not that interested in seeing something, a sporting event, in which all you get to see and hear is,
that was good.
That was good.
That was fun.
But of course, and every time a car hits a bump, you hear this loud crackling noise.
I guess the beautiful pavement here on beautiful Interstate 70.
In the future, when I'm rich, I'll get a better microphone.
Or a hovercraft.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, now we're passing the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater exit, formerly known as Sandstone, which is a much better name for an outdoor theater than the Verizon Amphitheater. Excuse me, Verizon Wireless. Not that I would ever mention a company
in a recorded program. Now some of the podcasters are like doing that, you know, like product placement as the sponsor.
Oh, this is no sponsorship. This is me making fun of the name. I decided that my funeral is going to be sponsored.
But if Verizon Wireless heard this, which is like no chance, if they hear this and they want to give me monthly free phone and free phone service, because we do have Verizon Wireless, don't we?
Yeah, and I'm satisfied with the service.
Yeah, I've just done my research and I thought of thinking, I was thinking about switching over to T-Mobile because of the... a few things. You know, I can text message my parents and all that in Malaysia and like have to, I cannot
do
that.
Your parents are in Malaysia?
Yes. So I was thinking about doing that, but I'm not going to after doing some research and the equipment that I haven't found an equipment that really excites me a whole lot at T-Mobile. Plus, our contract is not up until later this year, probably. Okay, that's going to be a bumpy. I can hear that in my ear. I think it's just like the G. My eye river just fell into the river. Get the gun, get the goal. Oh, and you have to tell me the story about the painting.
Sure.
That you gave me for my birthday.
Yeah, I gave John a painting for his birthday.
And there's a story behind.
Yep.
Do tell.
Okay.
Don't have to project that much.
Okay.
Normal, talk normal.
What is normal? English class. Yeah, my students are assigned romantic poetry, and one group of them was doing William Blake, and one of the great William Blake poems that many people know is The Tiger, whose first lines are, "Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night." And as part of the presentation, one student in one class decided to illustrate it, and he was already a very talented art student, and so he did a painting. He used India ink first, outlined a tiger, and then came back with a beautiful orange watercolor and filled it in, and I just immediately really became attached to the painting, and I was, you know, needing to find a birthday present for John, and I thought, oh, wouldn't this be great? Because, for those of you who do not know, his Chinese zodiac sign, his lunar whatever, his placemat zodiac sign is the tiger.
Only Americans would know this, the placemat.
And so,
the placemat zodiac. Chinese zodiac.
So, and his favorite dish is orange chicken, by the way.
No.
And,
yeah, I kind of like
crab rangoon. And so, so I approached the student and said that, wow, this is really, this is really fantastic. If you want to sell it, I would love to purchase this from you. I said, oh, well, gosh, I don't know. Let me think about it. And a few days went by, and the day of the presentation came, and at the end of class, he came up to me and rolled it up and said, I want you to have it. And I was very touched, and oh, gosh, thank you. And I immediately went out that afternoon and took it to the framers and spent a good amount of time picking out the frame and the mats, and it was fun figuring that out.
And so I
got a gift for the student since he gave me a gift of the painting. I'm very excited about it because it's our first piece of art ever, kind of, and our first piece of our first painting, and we've been in this new house 2+ years now, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing on the walls on the first floor, and so we really are needing to slowly. We want to make good choices, and a part of me was kind of uncomfortable, Oh, it's an animal painting, Oh, gosh, next I'll get some dogs playing poker or something like that. I really didn't want to get something that was in poor taste, but I just thought that the picture was so beautiful, and since it, kind of worked with John's thing, that I thought it would be nice. And the colors go very, very well with our living room as well, I think.
Yeah.
And it's very Asian-looking. Oh, by the way, this dude...
And I'm Asian.
You're Asian? And so, and the student got a full ride scholarship to a very respected art school. Wow. So that's very exciting.
And the tiger too is. Did you talk about that? That the tiger's relaxed.
Oh yeah, the tiger in his pose. He's lying down. He's relaxed. His little paws are crossed in front of him, and so he's just resting, which kind of reminded me of when we went to Thailand. We got to visit a wildlife sanctuary, and there was a tiger that you could pet and have your picture taken with, and he was gigantic.
His name was Garfield.
His name was Garfield, and he was pretty laid back and relaxed, and so you could go over and pose with him and pet him. And
remember, I get to pet a baby tiger.
Yes,
I had to feed the baby milk.
Yep,
and it was making that noise the whole time, and the paws like pushing me.
Yep.
I have a picture up somewhere too.
And our cats often have, when they've been relaxed, those few occasions when our cats are relaxed, actually they're relaxed a lot, sometimes sit like the tiger does, and so I just thought it was just too nice to pass up. So we're very much enjoying it now. It hangs in a very prominent location in our living room.
Oh, don't speak.
Speed bumps. Or those were rumble strips, actually, because here we are at the Toll Plaza at the east end of Interstate 70.
We don't pay here, right? We pay later.
No, we pick up our ticket here. We get our little ticket because we do not have a K-tag.
Maybe iRiver would pass us a K-tag.
iRiver. Oh, and we're not getting an automated ticket today. Oh, yes, we are. Rats, there's no toll person handing out tickets today. It's automated. Thank you.
He's so polite, he even says thank you to the machine.
I am. I'm so damned polite.
Polite, are you polite?
Polite. And so now we have to get back up to speed. And one thing I've never liked about toll plazas is how they break you out into multiple lanes for the toll booths, then you all have to follow back down to two lanes again.
Squeeze you. There's been like different beef paintings, like beef is what's with dinner.
Kansas beef, it's good for you.
But the painting's ugly.
Yes, not
it looks
appetizing.
Awful. It looks like you sliced through a piece of gray meat.
There's a on the other section of the Kansas Turnpike, the part that goes south to Wichita and eventually to Oklahoma, there's another sign that says, one Kansas farmer feeds 171 Americans plus you.
Huh. What is that?
I just kind of sat there, didn't it? Well, no, it's just a little, it's a little publicity thing for, you know, Kansas farmers here. Looks like some folks are burning off the stubble on their fields, which is kind of fun. Very pretty to see at night. A little bit stinky in the daytime. So.
We're in Kansas right now.
Yeah, and it's hilly and lovely. We're following along the Kaw River. We'll be passing Lawrence on our way to Topeka. And
Lawrence is a house, a home for the Jayhawk.
University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Jayhawk something basketball playing thing.
The Harvard of the Great Plains, it's been called.
Oh, ew, ugh.
Smoky. Oh, people are burning off, they're burning off trees, not just stubble. Burning off tree stumps.
Now, in Malaysia, you're not supposed to do open burning anymore.
In the fields, it's pretty important around here to burn every year.
A fox.
A coyote.
Oh.
You saw a very handsome-looking coyote.
Yeah, it looks so cute.
Checking out the highway, like he was figuring out when to cross. I hope he doesn't try to cross.
Oh, you go home, little coyote.
He was very cute. Very handsome-looking little wolfy, kind of very beefy coyote. Like, yeah, he must have eaten a few rabbits or something.
Looks like a fox. You know, I've seen fox, like real wild fox.
Foxes are smaller.
I saw, and they're red.
Yeah.
Like auburn.
Yes.
I saw it at this little park in Warrensburg. We had a picnic, Mooncake Festival picnic one night, and then we were packing up, and then we turned around, and we saw this little, I thought it was a dog, but then it was a fox, because the tail was big and bushy. And just like, walk around. Very cute. I always thought that fox is like wolf size, you know?
Ah.
But they're so small.
They're very small. And they're foxy.
Laurence, we're passing the sign Laurence, which is also known as Lawrence in English.
So it's a little hazy now, I think in part because of the smoke in the air from people burning their fields.
A lot of people are doing that.
Yep, it's the time of the season.
Horses. No, cows.
Cows. Very nice and hilly in through here. Very pretty. The grass is just starting to turn green. The trees are just starting to bud, but not really yet.
19 cows, I counted.
Wow.
19 black cows.
That's
are
a herd.
Angus?
I think those were black Angus, yes.
Mmm, Angus.
Steaks on the hoof.
Okay, do you guys know those, this is for American, street sign that has that reindeer, not reindeer, the deer, you know, crossing or whatever, that sign, the warning sign?
Deer crossing.
You remember we saw one that people put like a red dot on their nose?
Yes.
Thought that was cute. What is the water tower coming up?
That would be one of the turnpike rest stops. In the old days, they used to shine great giant spotlights on the silver water towers so you could see them from miles off, so you knew where there was a Howard Johnson's for you to eat at and a little hotel and a gas station. And the Hojos are gone, and they don't light up the water towers anymore, but it still tells you where there's a place with a
rest stop.
A rest stop.
Drug of Topeka. And a McDonald's coming up too.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
But that's verisimilitude. It's so that people know that, ooh, we really are in a car. We keep passing this guy.
We
this
are in
truck.
A car, and you can probably hear it too on the left side.
Great big truck carrying something that is corrosive and flammable.
Flammable
code 3 and corrosive code 8. Wonder what's in there.
Paint. Paint stripper. If you can't see my mirrors,
I can't see you.
Please stay back. Caution. Without trucks, America's troops. Oh, America's America sucks. But just stop being so annoying. I hate those two thing truck, you know?
Yeah, pony trailers. Yeah, those are bad.
Trucks that has two
double trailers and double triple trailers are even worse. Triple
like
trailers are only
on
allowed on interstates, I believe, but I think they're awful.
The truck is stopping at the stop station.
Rest stop.
Stop station, that's his thing. Now we're passing that damn truck again. And then he's gonna pass us again. Prime ink. Yeah, maybe it's a primer.
Could be. More burning.
More burning on my right.
But in this case, the farmer was standing right next to the burning.
America Air Museum and Science Hall.
At Forbes Field.
Isn't there a story about Forbes Field?
It's where we went to that outdoor train show, remember, where we had the roasted corn?
Oh, yeah.
Then they moved to downtown.
Yeah.
Labor Day. Topeka has a very nice Railroad Days celebration. And I don't know where it is these days. I haven't been in a few years because I married this guy. But I used to go a lot. And I used to sometimes buy inexpensive tickets for fun train rides to different places in historic railroad equipment. Great fun. And anyway, we went one time when it was still at Forbes Field, which is Topeka's tiny little airport and an Air National Guard Air Force base. And I'm sure I'm saying a lot. And then the next year, it was moved to downtown Topeka, which I just thought was awful because there's no place for there to be trains. And, you know, there's shows and, I mean, models and lots of things for sale. And, you know, that's fine. But you don't get to do the other stuff. Although I do remember we did go over to the Amtrak station at Topeka. Just looked around and saw what was there. And
we did?
Yeah, I think. Or maybe I did that without you. Maybe I did that one time when you weren't around. You don't remember doing that?
I don't remember doing that.
Topeka's Amtrak station is not attractive. It's one of those modern 1950s Santa Fe rectangular beige kinds of stations. However, Topeka just refurbished their beautiful Union Pacific or Kansas Pacific Railroad station. Really beautiful little stone depot, very pretty, high ceilings, and it's a museum, or it's going to be a museum, and it's on the other side of the river because one railroad's on one side of the river and another railroad's on the other side of the river. Looky, I managed to make this all about trains. Aren't you excited?
You should do a train podcast.
Sure.
A choo-choo cast. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know enough to do that.
Oh. But it's just, you know, talking about things that you're passionate about. Like, I talk about crap.
Crap?
Did you know that kids stay and eat free at the Holiday Inn?
Yes, I did. Are you trying to get free rooms at the Holiday Inn?
I'm just seeing billboards on... Oh. Sorry. I'm just seeing billboards on the way.
There's a train.
Oh, a center pivot irritation. Irrigation. Sorry. Center pivot irrigation.
We're coming up on Lawrence, and we can see the University of Kansas up on Mount Oread.
We can?
Yeah, that's KU. Up on the hill.
Oh, it's on the left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're up north. Oh, that's KU. That's cool right there. I guess KU Medical Center is in Kansas City. You know what? That is my high school's anthem.
Alma mater. Everybody's alma mater.
I was there like 6 years and I still don't know the words. I only know the last word. The first phrase and the last phrase.
It's Southwestern's alma mater also. And since I was in choir, we learned the alma mater backwards and forwards. There's a really awful billboard for Wichita.
guy's cute.
Yeah, but the design is horrible.
He's got tickets growing out of his hair.
Were those tickets?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it. It looks like the NBC peacock is growing out of his head. It was really awful.
Oh, is that a plane or... What is that? The white thing.
Yeah, it's an airplane.
More center-pivot irrigation. This is kind of farming country here. Isn't it? Oh, this is where you can get... come and get the... Look at the sunflower field and farm. So Kansas is a sunflower state. Yeah, is it right? Oh yeah, this is where we took to go to the train show down there. Oh no, that's KU. Never mind. Okay, we're crossing a river.
The Kaw River. Oh, and look, they've got lanes marked for sculling, for crew, which is a very, in my opinion, is a very East Coast Ivy League kind of sport, but I think it's cool that
because
some schools
have it
here.
Harbor.
And there's the KPL power plant, very exciting. And here comes the KU exit off the turnpike. Oh, also nearby is a Hallmark greeting card printing factory. The Hallmark headquarters is in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And over here is where one of the printing factories is.
Hallmark, I'm sure the whole world knows about Hallmark.
Well, you know, send Hallmark when you care enough to send the very best. Long it be.